With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. European leaders tell President Trump they want a Ukraine ceasefire. They're also welcoming U.S. backing of security guarantees for Ukraine once the shooting stops.
During high-level White House talks with NATO and European leaders, President Trump said ending the Russia-Ukraine war is within reach.
This is something that's very attainable.
Ukrainian President Zelensky welcomed a meeting with Russia's Vladimir Putin, while German Chancellor Merz emphasized quickly halting the violence.
To be honest, we all would like to see a ceasefire.
And the NATO secretary said Europe views U.S. support for Ukrainian security guarantees as a breakthrough. Greg Clugston, the White House.
The three-day strike by Air Canada flight attendants may be ending. The flight attendants union says a tentative contract agreement has been reached. The walkout upending the plans of thousands of air travelers in North America. Thundering waves and dangerous rip currents being seen along the East Coast, a result of Hurricane Erin. The Cat 3 storm is expected to stay well offshore, but it is producing dangerous conditions in the waters. On North Carolina's Outer Banks, evacuation orders issued for Hatteras and Ocracoke Islands. In Texas,
state health officials in the Lone Star State have declared the state's measles outbreak over.
Correspondent John Scott.
The virus sickened 762 people since late January. Nearly 100 were hospitalized and two children died.
Three more Republican governors, chief executives of Mississippi, Tennessee, and Louisiana, authorizing the deployment of National Guard troops to fight crime in Washington, D.C. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures in the red, the Dow futures down 18 points, NASDAQ futures off 18 points as well. This is SRN News. The U.S. takes the U.K. to task.
A new report from the State Department indicates that civil liberties are in decline in England and pro-life advocates are suffering most. The report focuses on extensive buffer zones around abortion clinics that forbid any kind of activism, including silent prayer. A growing number of arrests have been made across the U.K. since the buffer zones went into effect, and some in the British government have even suggested that prayer inside the home would be prosecuted if it was too close to a clinic. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Some good news from Pakistan. The courts there have ruled that a Muslim man cannot have custody of a Christian girl that he kidnapped and forced to marry him. International Christian Concern reports that in Pakistan, many underage girls are coerced into converting to Islam and subjected to sexual assault under the guise of Islamic marriages. These victims are then pressured to provide false statements supporting their kidnappers. This is SRN News. Outer space emerging as the world's next battlefield.
That's been demonstrated by recent cyber attacks on satellites blamed on Russia. National security officials have said the Kremlin also is seeking to develop a space-based weapon that could knock out American satellites, potentially devastating the U.S. economy while leaving the country vulnerable to military attack. Officials in Washington are taking notice, investing in greater efforts to defend U.S. satellites while countering threats from China and Russia. Keith Peters, Washington.
Missouri's attorney general is resigning to take a leadership position with the FBI. Republican Attorney General Andrew Bailey says he's resigning effective September 8th and will serve as co-deputy director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Bailey has been a strong supporter of President Trump. He recently defended his state's pro-life regulations in the face of a new pro-abortion constitutional amendment. SRNNews.com.